there's a warning. There's a request that to go through halachas of Trumas and Maestros. You didn't hear about it?
I heard about it.
And you didn't agree?
That's
what?
That's fine.
Yeah? Okay, so we'll like this. Tevel. What's tevel? What's considered tevel? So any produce which grew here in Eretz Yisrael and included is even if they took the produce and they made something out of it, it's chayiv in Trumas and Maaseis. The chayiv is in Eretz Yisrael min haTorah. However, only at a time when Roy Beishveh is Eretz Yisrael, where Roy Yisrael is living here in Eretz Yisrael. That's the maskan of the Rambam from the pasuk of Kisavo'u, that when, just like when they came into Eretz Yisrael in the times of Yeshua, which will be also lost in Lavi. So then there's a chiv minotaur. The Arishan that argue with the Rambam, the Ravid, the Tor, and they held that this din of B.S. Kolchem was said by Mitzvah Chala and not by Truma. However, the Kesef Mishnah explains that the Rambam held that Truma Samaisis is not there from Chala. According to Rav Paiskim, Truma Bizman Azeh is Midrabanan. And the das of the Ravid is the das chida against all the Rishonim. Even though the Rambam himself and Simshin Lamrav of Beis quotes the das of those that hold that it's minatir nowadays. Nowadays. However, he's meisif ach le'nogu kein. The minhag is not like that. So Truma's is midabar. Now, even though Trumas and Maaseis is min haTorah, but according to most Rishonim, Rashi, Tosfos, and others, it's only by Dagon, Tirsh, v'Yitzah that's chayv min haTorah. Dagon is the wheat, is tvua, the grains. Tirsh is wine, it means grapes. Yitzah is oil, olives. Now only these three are chayv min haTorah. Any other produce that grows from the ground is midrabanan. There are other Rishonim that argue. According to the Rambam, it seems that all trees are min haTorah, v'midame to tirsh v'yitzah, but the produce from the ground is midrabanan. Shittim u'gbetzis and b'mitzid ha'peiches, b'ridam shen raivit, the all shivs aminim are d'raisa. So we have b'chal machlekes, even when it is d'raisa, which produces d'raisa, which produces d'raban. Now, any food which is chayvin, any produce which is chayvin, in hafrashes trumas and maaseis, so before we mafresh is called tevel. The lashon tevel either means tavloi, this is not good, or from the lashon of tarevis, it's a lashon that there's a mixture over here. It's a mixture of chulim with trumas and maaseis, and even if you're still missing one of the matanis, we can learn there are many matanis that one needs to take off. It still has the shame tevel. And it goes even further. Even in a matzah where it's a suffix tevel, there's also a chiv of afresh trumas and maaseis. And the maisa all dine tevel apply when it's a suffix tevel. Chazal added on more than that, even from what's called demai. Demai stands for domai. What is this? Which is before the Gemara Saitim and Chesam and Aleph. The Yerchan Kohen Gadol Sholach B'chol Gvul Eretz Yisrael, that they have to be mafresh from Demai. So over there, the Rishonim ask, what are we talking about? What was Yechon Kohen Gadol referring to? If he's referring to a suffix, to produce where it's a suffix, so the halach is you have to be mafresh from that, like we said, the one that purchases is chayv to mafresh. So Taisis in Masechet Shabbos, the Figimel explains, we're talking about produce from Am Aretz, and Roiv Ame Aretz Ma'asrin, Kol Matanis. Roiv Ma'aretz remove all the, they separate all the Matanis. There's only a miut that would be mafresh only Truma Gedolah. There's a miut that, why? Because Truma Gedolah is Achiv Misa, Deshmayim, and also Achit Achaz Peteres to Zekri, so they would only take off a Truma Gedolah. And therefore, Yerichan Gadol was Misakin that we're not going to go bust the Roiv. at the same time, something that falls. So there's a category called Tevel. It's a category called Suffolk Tevel. Then there's in this new category called Dmai. And in Dmai, there are many kulas. That's the first parak in Masechta Dmai. Hakalan Shabbat Dmai goes through all the kulas that there is by Dmai, as opposed to the other, as opposed to Tevel and other things. The Gabib is Maninu, the Chazon Ish in Dmai, Simen Tes Vav Sif Dalet. He says that since most of the, and this is what he writes, in his days, most of the farmers were not Mafresh, therefore the Chi of Afrasho goes back to Mikar Adin Misafik Tevel, not. And it's not a din d'mai. That's what he held, and therefore as a din suffik tevel, now what's the din of tevel? As right, cause man the trumas and maestros was not separated. So tevel is also to be eaten, and any hana which finishes it off is also. But it's a type of hana, like sicha, smearing, using it to smear on your guf, or hadlaka, to burn a fire with it, or to feed it to a goy, or to an animal, which is a hana shal kiloi. Any hana shal kiloi is also. The chatchila one's not supposed to leave tevel around, because it could come to a mechshol. Should be mafresh the trumas and maestros right away. However, if he doesn't want to eat the fruit now, then many hold that he's not chayv to mafresh it right away, unless it reaches the zman bir, which we'll learn about when the zman bir is and what does it mean zman bir. But until then, he's not chayv to mafresh. Rashi and Gittin daf and Zayin and other Rishonim matzrim mashma. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. If a person wants, he can leave his payers tevel. It's not being mevatel any mitzvah, similar to shechita. You want to eat, so do shechita. You want to eat, take off trumas and maestros. However, there is a shechita of the Taz. That's a mitzvah, and there's a kiyum mitzvah of a frashon, and has nothing to do with your ratzon. If whether you want it or not, to be mafresh, you have to be mafresh. If even by a mixture of tevel, or if someone cooked tevel betos, it's aser. If someone cooked tevel betos, it is a chiv ha'gol on the keli. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in his Sefer Ma'ane Eretz Trumas Simen Beis, he has a chiddush over there. He's mechadish a svara, b'inyan the blis a kelim, that once it's in a ben yoimai, you would not need to, once it passed 24 hours from when you used it, you would not need to cash it. However, it sounds like he himself wasn't samech on this svara l'chatchila. Therefore, l'halacha l'mais, if someone by mistake cooked tevel, so then they would need to be magal dekelim. Now, what are the matanis? What are the matanis that we're referring to over here that need to be given from the tevel? So you have Truma Gedayla. Truma Gedayla is what's given to a Kayin. We'll discuss the dinim of each one separately. Maaser Rishon, which is for after they took off Truma Gedayla and they gave it to the Kayin, so from what's left, the Maaser Rishon, which was given to the Levi. And then the Levi himself takes off from what he received as Maaser Rishon, Trumas Maisa. And Trumas Maisa. Then there's a 7-year cycle, right, from Shemitah to Shemitah. So in year 1, 2, 4, and 5 of the 7-year cycle, another tenth is given off for Maaser Sheni to be eaten in Yerushalayim. And then the other years, the 3rd and the 6th year, instead of Maaser Sheni, there's what's called Maaser Ani, which is given to the Ani. And each one has its own din. Okay, so Truma Gedayla min haTorah has no share. The pasuk is Reish is the Gancha. The Lashon Rambam is Kolshu Afilu Chita Achas Beteres Akri. Even one little chita. So it's written in Masechta Kedushin says that that's mitzvah the mitzvah Afrasha. So the Din Nesina, So then you have to give him a ton of chashuva, and that's what the famous Chuvas Noid Behuda, your day Tinyan Reish Aleph, where he's discussing of the Osa Chumis and Chala. But in Roy B'Shalim, we don't find this chilik, and therefore, Min HaTorah, it's Mashmi, even Min HaTorah, there will be a din of Chit Achas Pederes Kli. However, Mit Rabbanim, there was Sak and Ashir, which is Machlaik, is B'Shalim B'Sil in this. Allah we passing like Basil that says Ayn Yafa Echam Yarbayim, Bainin is Echam Chamishim, and Ayn Ra is Echam Ishishim. The Gra explains that really the Shir is like the Bain is Echam Chamishim. If someone has a good eye, will end up taking off one out of every 40. Because it's done by mid in estimation. The one who has a stingy eye will end up taking off one out of 60. But Pashas is at this three shiur. Okay, so we'll continue with this tomorrow.